The fictional character of Carmen, the hero of Bizet's opera, attracts a range of labels, from seductress, femme fatale, and sex addict, to liberated woman and even feminist. These descriptors have been circulating since the opera's premiere in Paris in 1875. But Carmen is often understood as a story about a doomed love affair. Well, there's a little more to it than that. Wire executive producer Emma Lancaster spoke to Opera Australia's artistic director, Lyndon Terracini, who has just wrapped up a successful season of the production, playing in the Sydney Harbour.
Bizet's Carmen has long enthralled audiences, you know, with its gypsy flair and its colour and its passion, not to mention, obviously, the score that's packed with hits that have taken on a life of its own, really, outside of the opera. So as the artistic director of Opera Australia, overseeing the opera spectacle Carmen, how did you approach the project and did the production achieve your vision for it?
Well, this all began really about 6 years ago. I felt that Opera Australia needed to play to a lot more people and not just to an exclusive club of opera aficionados. And in fact, when the board of Opera Australia interviewed me in the middle of 2009, they asked me what I would do. And I said, well, I think Opera Australia needs to do an opera on Sydney Harbour. We need to do the Ring Cycle by Wagner. And I think the company should do some of the classic musicals. So I had no idea where we would do the opera in the harbour. And I remember after they offered me the job, I was wandering round from the opera house through the gardens, and I looked back and looked at the harbour bridge, the Sydney Opera House, and the city itself from Mrs. Macquarie's chair. And I thought, well, this is where we need to do it. What it has done is introduced tens of thousands of people to opera who would normally not have come to the opera. And in fact, this year, only 8% of our subscribers have bought tickets to Carmen. And we've sold about 50,000 tickets. It's because it means almost all of the people who've bought a ticket aren't regular opera goers.
Opera, to me, it's about grand epic storytelling. And you mentioned before who your audience is. But is there a demographic that Opera Australia is targeting for the future?
Yeah, well, what we've tried to do is not play to one audience, but to play to a number of very diverse audiences. So the audience that comes to Carmen, Handa Opera in Sydney Harbour, may not come to King Roger, it's in the Opera House. And that audience may not go to My Fair Lady. They're all different audiences. And we also have a part of Opera Australia that is about touring and access. And so every year we put an opera out into regional areas and regional towns and cities with an orchestra. So we play to people who live outside of capital cities.
Now, obviously your current production, Carmen, the set has been described as sombre and desolate with swathes of empty space, but it's obviously magically set up with a large Carmen in lights in the background, and you even go as far as using cranes to drop a tank and a jeep on the set. This is obviously a large-scale project. What is it like working with creatives in this context and obviously having the beautiful Sydney cityscape?
Because it is so big, you need to have the scale of a production that isn't going to be dwarfed by the Harbour Bridge and the Opera House and the city skyline. So by having heavy machinery up in the air, it gives the impression of it being much grander and larger than it actually is. And everyone loves working on the show. The morale from the cast is extraordinary, from the musicians and also from the audience. There's a great bond between the audience and the singers, and particularly if it rains and the singers are still performing, I think a lot of the audience feel as though it's a badge of honour to endure this wonderful production.
Carmen, it's an opera traditionally in four acts by the French composer Bizet and was first performed in Paris in 1875. So my understanding is your current production was trimmed down. What is the key to bringing these opera classics to a modern audience?
Well, I think when you do a show outside, it's very different to doing it in the theatre. And so you want to make the shows as tight and as powerful and as emotional as you possibly can. And sometimes that means cutting sections. I mean, we do that all the time in the theatre too. There are very few operas that are ever performed in their entirety. Wagner's Ring Cycle is probably the only exception. And so it's really tailoring a show that works for a particular audience, and at the same time hear some of the greatest music ever written. And I, and it's, of course, it was a great shame with Bizet, because he died 3 weeks after the premiere of Cardamom in Paris. And at that time, it didn't enjoy a lot of success at the premiere at the Opéra Comique in Paris. In fact, some of the critics said it didn't sound like music, it sounded like someone banging saucepans together. But then, of course, the public loved it and flocked to it, and it became a success all over the world. But sadly, Bizet died and wasn't able to experience that the incredible success that it's had. And I'm sure he could never have imagined, seeing it at the Opéra Comique in Paris, that it would be played on Sydney Harbour to 3,000 people every night for a month.
Lyndon Terracini, Artistic Director for Opera Australia, ending that report by Emma Lancaster.